You're listening to Round Table. What do you do in a hot summer night? I can think of a lot of things, but actually one thing that is top on people's menu is going out for a midnight snack, and it could be real good. Mouth-watering. Yes. Let's talk about the top choices for Chinese people to have that midnight snack.
小龙虾! That one is the top on my list. I can't argue because I call them the little lobsters. And who doesn't love lobster? And actually, their official name is spicy crayfish.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you can make them spicy and hang out with friends, have some cold beer, and sitting down there using your delicate handwork to open them and enjoy the meat from a little lobster. And later on, we have barbecue, which actually is char to many people. You can, again, with some friends and make the barbecue. You smell the smoke, which is not perfectly healthy, but really appetizing. And you can also have hot pot. Hot pot can be a little heavy.
Let's say
you didn't really have dinner and at midnight you're very hungry. Hot pot with cold beer. Ooh, I say a lot of cold beer here. Is a good
choice. You have been a friend of Ryan Price for some
cold
beer.
And we have a less, well, I feel like this one is a little, really a snack. That is the grilled cold noodles, which is kao long mian. So that's one little dish. It's tasty, but it's not so heavy for your stomach at night.
Yeah, you know, and so if I can say some of the things in the U.S., because it sparked my interest. I was like, I haven't been back in so long. What do we eat for midnight? And then I started doing the research. I'm like, oh, yeah. But number one, okay, sandwiches. Like a ham and cheese, that's what we go for. Burgers. Shawarma was big when I was leaving. And that's that's like a Middle Eastern, like kind of, I guess they use the meat preparation that is called levantine. And it's things like lamb, chicken, turkey, beef, veal, in like mixed with other things in this kind of pita bread. It's like a hand-eating thing. You eat it and you go. So good. I love it. We're big breakfast eaters late at night.
Huge meal.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Okay. Pies. We love apple pie. And apple pie is like very much religion in the U.S. Not literally, but that's just how much we love it.
You have to have it.
Yeah. Pizza, of course, you can imagine. I think pizza also you'd see here being common late at night. People just love pizza late at night. Crazy. But what I did want to say is we love Chinese food in the U.S., late at night. They often come in these little boxes, very stylistic. So I'm going to give you a little information real quick. Maybe you guys have heard of it. According to Grubhub, these are the top choices for Chinese food in the U.S. We have General Tso's chicken.
So we call it 左宗棠鸡.
Okay,
we don't call it that because we don't have it.
Well, first, yes. So it's named after, I guess, Zhou Zongtang, who is a Qing Dynasty statesman, military leader. It's deep fried chicken, as I understand, in some spicy sauce. Guys, it's delicious.
I
okay?
thought you
delicious.
Associate delicious. That with KFC.
Anyways.
The
okay?
cardinal.
Can
yeah.
I finish?
That
Can
guy.
I finish?
All right. I'm sorry
crab,
for cutting you off.
Crab Rangoon. Okay.
Ooh,
this is.
What is that?
It's like a deep fried dumpling appetizer, I guess. It's like a wonton style wrapper, and basically cream and crab puffs go inside this thing. Egg rolls, another one, sesame chicken, wonton soup, fried rice, sweet and sour chicken, orange chicken, hot and sour
chicken.
Soup, and then pot stickers.
Pot stickers.
Now, we call dumplings, jiaozi, pot stickers in the U.S. because they stick to the bottom of the pot when you're trying to cook them. But all these foods, literally, you'll find they are cold Chinese food, probably very different from what you would have here in China as a midnight snack. But I think very, very delicious, Hyung.
Yeah, well, I think the flavors would be different because it would be made to suit the American palate.
Okay.
Yes, and it sounds pretty greasy.
Yeah? You don't like greasy, huh?
Well, the thing is, when you look at all these midnight snacks, they should be called midnight meals. And I didn't see salad or any veggie.
But who eats
dish?
Salad for a midnight snack? You know, I think that's one thing we can take away here.
Yeah. So it seems like It's midnight time, and somehow you get hungry. Did you not have dinner? Okay.
All right, but, Mom, geez.
But still, like, people want to go for the decadence. They want to go for the fatty option, meat or carbs. So,
and yeah, good for you.
I think the idea of having a midnight snack is to indulge yourself, is to enjoy those greasy, really heavy food that you don't necessarily feel like you can during daytime. And at night, you're kind of like...
You feel more of the freedom?
It's kind of like a cheat day mentality, I feel like.
Cheat time.
I think, you know, it's an international thing. You're not always going for the super healthy option. You're going for what you think tastes really good. Some kind of comfort food, because maybe late at night, something's keeping you up. You want that comfort of a food that only food can give you, you know? And, you know, I know there's this street here because New Honglin had mentioned, you know, a popular midnight food here in China's hot pot in Guiji in Beijing is a very popular street for spicy crayfish.
Yes.
Nom, 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 nom. And hot pot. And I'll tell you, any time of night, not dinner time, but even far stretching later into the night, that street always has people getting their midnight snack on.
Yeah, I think for some people, maybe you have a very good appetite. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to you.
Or maybe a high level of metabolism. Congratulations,
congratulations
to you too.
Congratulations to you again.
And for someone who's, I think, deliberately tried to keep the appetite in a reasonable, if not smaller, level, yes, I've been trying to avoid midnight snacks.
Yes, midnight salads would be more your criteria.
Or
what
midnight
you
go to sleep.
Because the midnight salad, you know what? Well, fortunately, can put me to sleep, I feel.
Aww.
Because I'd rather not have it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yes, well, there you go. These are all some delicious options have during the day or midnight. See what suits you the best. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today's show. Bye-bye, everybody.